What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Shall I call you Ron, Dr. Dick? What should we go with
here? You can call me Ron.
I think I would have taken that choice myself. Limits, it's time for the Limitless Express. Let's inject a little levity into the otherwise depressing sports landscape around here.
Let's do it. DeAndre Hopkins has played his final game in the NFL. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid told reporters that Hopkins informed him this morning that he will retire for the NFL. Hopkins played 11 years, including stops with Tennessee, Kansas City, Houston, most impressively, just a really good receiver that now decides to hang it up, Joe.
I thought you were going to say, should the Steelers be interested in
him? Well, I was going to if it was not the news of the day, but Hopkins instead retiring. A little surprised. He's not that old.
I'll tell you what, man. 984 catches for 13,000 yards and 83 touchdowns. Guys have gotten into the Hall of Fame with similar numbers. I'll say that. And not a ton of receivers ever were three straight first-team All-Pros. So from about 17 through 2020, this guy, when he played for the Texans, was a great, great player. 1,400 yards in 2017, 1,400 yards on 96 catches with 13 touchdowns. He was a great player, Limits. And then he started to get injured a little bit. And then was never really the same. But think about this. Last season in Tennessee, which wasn't that long ago, but is proof again that 1 year in the NFL is a lifetime. Last season, he had 75 catches for 1,000 yards, 14.1 per catch, and 7 touchdowns. A lot of people would like to have 1 year like that in their careers.
No doubt.
So congrats to him. That's a hell of a career right there. Let me see his playoff numbers. He got there 4 times with Houston, which, again, if you're scoring at home, has outperformed the Steelers the Texans have over the last 14, 15 years.
The mean.
Yeah. Well, the Steelers have outperformed the mean, just not the Texans.
If you went back in a time machine to, like, 2019 and seeing him and Deshaun Watson play together, man, those were some good teams.
Man, he had about 40 catches for 500 yards in the playoffs, too. Anyway, I'll remember that guy. Really good player. Not a good way to end, though, with that drop in the Super Bowl the other day. That was ridiculous.
But that's something that Xavier Worthy pointed out, that there's going to be changes around here. And he mentioned DeAndre Hopkins specifically by name, that he might be done.
Yeah.
What I took that as is he's done with the Chiefs, not done entirely from the NFL, but kind of surprising there. Fan voting through NFL.com counts for 25% of Super Bowl MVP voting, Joe. We know that Jalen Hurts is the one that won.
I voted on this. I'm a fan.
Okay.
I voted.
Okay, who did you vote for?
Jalen Hurts.
Well, for the Super Bowl, the fans' first place selection was none other than Cooper DeJean. Mm. Cooper DeJean received enough first place votes from the fans to be their selection for it. It ended up going to Hurts, with Cooper DeJean having a pick six in the Super Bowl against Patrick Mahomes. I would have been okay seeing a defensive player win MVP in the Super Bowl. We haven't seen it since Von Miller did it. Malcolm Smith did it with Seattle not that long ago, but only nine total in the NFL have done it. I think DeJean would have been a worthy candidate. I think it was his birthday as well.
I mean, he had a pick six. That's true. But I think Josh Sweat, if you're going defensive players, would have been a worthier candidate, in my opinion. But I think, look at the history of Super Bowls. You're going to tell me Jalen Hurts is going to be the first quarterback who had a really good game on a day when his defense was a story and didn't get the MVP? That would have been totally unfair. All he did was set a Super Bowl record for rushing yards by a quarterback, throw the ball great all day, throw for two touchdowns, run for another, run for 72, throw for 221, have one of the prettiest passes in Super Bowl history to Devontae Smith in the end zone. Give me a break here. He's the MVP.
And what I thought also was kind of fascinating is that only once, Joe, has a Super Bowl had a pick six in it occur, and that team lost the game.
Let me try and guess.
Yes.
Were you going to ask me that?
I was.
A pick six where they, I know where, oh no, that was a fumble. Or was it an intercept? Was it the Falcons against Brady, or was that a fumble that they picked up and ran for a touchdown?
What was it?
I'm going to say Falcons.
Yes.
Yes.
You got it.
I got it.
You got it. Now, you started the show talking about depression and anxiety and the state of the Steelers. I have an admission to make.
Yes, sir.
I got duped.
By who?
Fake Adam Schefter.
Oh, no. What did he say?
DeAndre Hopkins did not actually tell Andy Reid, and the text line is blowing me up about it. And I apologize.
Oh,
I just got my
got.
I got got.
God, we have to call you Pomp and Ron Cook.
I got got. It got 2 million impressions, 42,000
views. How can
views.
You fall for the fake Adam Schefter?
I don't know, but I did. I fell for it.
That's
I fell
okay.
for it.
It happens to the best of us and the worst of us, actually, Limits.
Because somebody just said that DeAndre Hopkins actually just replied to that, which that would not make sense that he was actually retiring.
I mean, anybody could retire. I might retire if I tripped over the yard line at the Super Bowl and dropped a ball. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. All right, so DeAndre Hopkins is in play. Should the Steelers be interested? No. Next.
DeAndre Hopkins, I guess, said, "Don't know what you heard, but I'm not done yet."
Good for him.
That's what he put out there. So,
seems like a wonderful man.
There's a great change to that. Yeah. My bad. I got duped. Paul Skeens. What could his upside be this year? Derek Shelton joined Chris Rose's podcast, the Chris Rose Rotation, and says that he thinks that Paul Skeens has all the tools to be in the conversation as the best young pitcher in the last 50 years. In the last 50 years. And I hear Shelton say that, and I see Shelton say that, and it just drives another wedge, I think, for Pirates fans to where you're saying that on a big-time podcast like Chris Rose's, and yet, where's the help surrounding him?
I know. It's like every positive thing is accompanied by negative thoughts. You can't even enjoy it. However, having said that, I'm going to enjoy Skeens this year. And I don't think that's a big statement. He already is. He already is one of the best young pitchers in the last 50 years. I can't wait to see what the sequel is. It's kind of like Caitlin Clark. Like, you come out of nowhere, you come straight from college, and you're great. But then what's going to happen when you have an offseason to train and really know your way around the league? My God, what's this guy going to do, Limits? I can't wait to see it.
200 innings is realistically in the cards. What 200 innings and 300 strikeouts, I think, is a realistic possibility. Maybe
he's,
not
he's
300.
He's obviously their opening day starter,
yes.
Right?
Yes, he will be.
He better be.
Jared Jones, the home opener.
That would be very nice of them.
I'd take it. The Yankees
take him
opener.
Out after 59 pitches if he has a perfect game in the home opener.
57, actually. Do you want to go to the home opener, Joe? Should we go?
Yeah, I would. I would like that. Remember when we threw out the first pitch?
That was awesome.
That was very exciting.
That was really cool. Kellen Moore is the new Saints head coach. So now all spots have been filled for NFL head coaching vacancies. At only 36 years old, Kellen Moore will stay in New Orleans, where he won the Super Bowl as the Eagles' offensive coordinator. There was thoughts that maybe Belichick could get this spot, maybe somewhere, maybe the Saints would go with a more veteran approach. I think it's a good thing for the Saints going with a young, offensive-minded coach, because they're going to need a quarterback. They went with defense with Dennis Allen, and that completely failed with Derek Carr and Ritterer and all the above.
This one. I don't know about this one, Lance.
No?
No, he was up and down in Dallas, and they moved on.
He was handcuffed in Dallas with McCarthy and
we'll see.
Jerry.
We'll see, but he did a good job this